This is Leo Baybue for KTWH. It's the week of our Independence Day, the 4th of July, and that's a very wonderful and important celebration. But even more wondrous, at least, if not wonderful, it's more wondrous. It's hard to believe it's going to be another episode of the Lutefisk Toss event at Heritage Days. Yes, Heritage Days is important too, but wow, the Lutefisk Toss, there's nothing quite like it in this here world. And I have one of the local, you'd say, I don't know if expert's the right word, but we have Linda Schuler on the line with us right now. Linda, greetings. And, you know, you put in so much time on the Lutefisk Toss that you are our go-to person to talk about.
Yes, thank you for having me. Glad to help out.
Absolutely. Enjoy talking to you every year. And I have to admit to you that in between, like in the 365 days since last year, I think I forgot a few things, and you're going to help everybody, the listeners, remember. We're going to do something crazy, Linda. I'm calling this Lutefisk Toss Need to Know Trivia or
okay,
or 20 Questions with Linda Schuler.
So
I'm just going to hit you without any preparation at all. I didn't talk to you before this interview, right? I didn't set you up for anything.
No, not at all.
Okay. So, Linda, were you born into a lutefisk-eating family?
Yes, I was. My dad was from Sweden, and my mother was, her parents were from Sweden.
Wow. Okay, you got it from both sides of the family. I was going to ask if you weren't a lutefisk-eating family growing up, are you in one, in a household now that eats lutefisk?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
And nope.
Is that by unanimous decision on the part of yourself?
Yeah. I haven't had it for many, many years, but we did have it at home when I was young, but I didn't eat it.
Oh, you didn't eat it? It sat there on your plate, or they didn't even bother trying it on you after you held your mouth shut?
Yeah, I held my mouth shut, exactly.
So it's a silly thing to ask you, when do you have lutefisk now? You've just answered it. It's been, do you know how many years or ever? Have you never actually, has it ever been in your mouth, Linda? Have you ever chewed lutefisk down?
Yes, I have, but it was probably like when I was a teenager.
Wow. Okay. That's a reality check for those out there who are teenagers right now. This is something you really should experience. I mean, that's how I'm putting it, that everybody should experience it at least once if you're going to live in this neck of the woods, for sure.
That's right.
Can you tell folks, you have to handle the product. The lutefisk is that we toss on Heritage Days is frozen to start with. And are you the person that actually has to pick it up and move it around and take care of it, of the awful mess when it's over?
The Sons of Norway are good. They get the lutefisk at Christmas time, and then they cut it, and then they freeze it in their freezer till lutefisk time, until the toss.
And are you one of the handlers, though, of the frozen pieces? Or somebody else does the dirty work?
Somebody else does. I mean, I handle some and move it around, but I try not to. I let the ones with the gloves on do it.
Oh, because that's your excuse? You don't have you can't have gloves on, so you can't handle the lutefisk because it's, what, is it like some kind of biological waste product?
No. It sometimes it goes flying by me, and I'll throw it and pick it up and put it in a bucket, you know, but
okay.
It's still, sometimes it's kind of frozen, sometimes it's not.
Okay. So it isn't that much of a traumatic experience for you. You're not really handling it for 3 or 4 hours and having to pick up the whole mess when things are done.
No.
Wow, you delegate that.
That's right. The Norwegians get to do it.
I won't even ask why that's the case. Apparently they're willing to do it, so there's that.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Well, how about let's get on to the lutefisk tossing itself at the Heritage Days. Linda, do you have any idea? Now, I didn't ask in advance. Do you have any idea of the history about what year it might have been that the traditional Heritage Days competition started between the Swedes and the Norwegians tossing lutefisk?
I believe it was 1998, and this year will be our 24th annual lutefisk toss.
Wow. And there was a year in there where nobody came to Heritage Days, so that was an off year, 2020.
There was 1 year that it rained, and then 2020 with the virus.
Yes. Okay. So you just answered. I got to go way to the end of my list of 20 questions. So is this a rain or shine event? Sounds like not.
It sounds like it's supposed to be really nice. It's only like a 20% chance of rain. So we did do it in the rain 1 year. We had gone through all the work to set it up and everything. And
yeah.
It started raining, and we did do it. But
if it's a downpour, safety first. Okay. Yeah, you don't You don't want the lutefisk slipping out of people's hands because their hands are too wet. You might.
Exactly.
There's a question I didn't have in my list. Have you ever seen anybody in the audience hit by a wayward piece of lutefisk? Somebody had it slip out of their hands.
Yes, I have.
You've been hit by
I usually stand at the back where the bucket is, you know, and there's a board there, but sometimes they'll throw it over the board because I'll be there taking pictures. And
oh, my.
Sometimes I've gotten hit with it. Different parts of my stomach, my arm, my foot.
Wow. Could you describe for folks that are thinking about going to their first in-person lutefisk event, what are they going to see? The people who are tossing stand how far away, and what's at the other end of what they're tossing? A bucket, but how is that all set up, and can you get points off of a bank shot?
Well, we start out, and it's about 15, 20 feet, and we take turns with Swedes and Norwegians, and it's whoever can get the most pieces of the frozen lutefisk into the bucket wins the traveling trophy.
Right. So you have each person, when it's their turn, do they get two or three tosses? I'm trying to remember.
If they throw it, get three tosses, and then it goes to the other team, and then they throw it three times.
So, and there are several rounds of the entire team going, and isn't it a six-person team?
Six-person team, and, I think...
Maybe three rounds?
Three rounds, yes.
So, that three rounds times two teams is six times three. I don't know. I lost track of the math, but there's a lot of individual tosses, but they don't usually get that many in, do they?
No, scores lately have been, very low, but we've had years where we've had, four to five or five to six. Well, depends on the throwers, how they do that year.
Right, and maybe for the folks that haven't yet seen this, they're not tossing it into a tiny little cup or anything. It's a big bucket, right?
Yes, it's a five-gallon bucket.
So there's a pretty big target, and they're not that far away, but somehow that fish doesn't cooperate.
No, it's... Sometimes it'll come off the side and that won't count, or tip the bucket over so that won't count. So there's lots of different ways that if they miss the bucket, then they don't get the points.
Everything has
to throwing it in.
So everything has to be by the proper routine. You can't be hitting it in off of somebody. You have to cleanly get it in the bucket.
No, because there's a backstop there with the bucket in it, so
right.
it hits the backstop. So.
Do people have really, really different techniques? How would you describe the different ways that people approach it?
Some people wear gloves. Some people wear no gloves. Some people kiss it before they throw it.
Oh, my.
Lutefisk.
Does that...
they literally kiss it.
And
good luck.
And that's allowed. Doesn't this qualify?
That's allowed, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen anybody kiss it and get directly proceed to drop it
right
in?
Some people take a little bite out of it.
Okay, now it's getting...
gets the crowd going.
This is a family show, Linda. Be careful.
It is.
And for those that are wondering at home exactly what lutefisk is, we've kind of identified it as a fish product, but can you kind of generally describe what is lutefisk?
It's a codfish that's been soaked in lye.
Right, but before you eat it, I think they rinse the lye back out.
Yes.
Let's hope.
I hope so,
let's
yes.
hope.
Let's
that
hope,
might explain yes. a few things.
Yeah.
Does any one person in Greater Two Harbors or somewhere in the rest of the country get the credit for having the brilliant idea of doing something like a lutefisk toss?
One of the ladies from, I think she was from Sons of Norway and the Vasa Lodge, she had seen it in Lindstrom, Minnesota.
Lindstrom, okay.
Mm-hmm. She had seen it down there, and then she, was in the lodges, so she brought forth that maybe we should try it at Heritage, and we said, what a perfect time to do it, what an idea, and after 23 years, we never thought it would last this long, but the crowd and everybody just gets the big, they really, really enjoy it.
Yeah, is that person's name lost to history, or do we know her name?
It was, she's no longer living here, I don't think,
Okay.
Yeah, she's no longer living
I just want to tip my hat. Nobody can see me on the radio. Tip my hat and salute her because it's been keeping people having something to look forward to for 24
yes,
years.
Exactly. Yes.
So Linda, you are dyed-in-the-wool at birth member of the Swedish contingent, Swedish-American contingent. How is your team doing in the winning and losing the Lutefisk toss department, Linda?
Let's see. Well, I've been in the Vassar Lodge since, I betcha, over 15 years. And I was looking at a plaque that we have for every year. We have a little thing, a little plaque, or something that we put on the plaque that says who won that year.
Oh, yeah. You add on to the plaque, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the Swedes have had 13 wins so far, and the Norskies have had 10 wins so far.
Oh, my. They've got some work to do.
Yes.
So 13 to 10 is the all-time record right now going into the 24th. Okay, can you remind us who won last year? How did that competition go?
The Swedes won. I think the score was, I'm not positive, but I think it was like 2-1.
I believe you're right. Another low-scoring affair. I think the year before it might have been 1-0 the year before. So this is not a lot of runs being scored in this year game.
No, uh-uh. Wow. Uh-uh.
So can you describe a little bit what it is, the plaque or trophy that folks play to win? Is there anything that looks like a fish about this trophy?
Yeah, it's like a flat plaque. And then we had the Art Center in Two Harbors here. They made like a Lutefisk fish and put that on it. And then every year we have like little tags that we put on there for every year that whichever team wins. And then that team gets that plaque for the year.
Oh, wow. So you hang, like, you, I don't know if they're like little cup holders, little hooks, and you add another row of who won each given year?
Well, the plaque is maybe, I don't know, 7 by 5, if that big, and
okay.
That's pretty filled. So we had to have a addition put on it with...
You've added on to the plaque.
Put on it, yeah.
And, yep. And if you play this another 100 years, the plaque is going to be kind of big. Where does the plaque spend its time for the 365 days between the competitions? Is it a place of honor somewhere, or does it get lost in somebody's basement?
Oh, probably locked in some. Why? How? When I was put it in the tote with all my Lutefisk fish stuff, and I'm sure the sun's in our way. I'm sure they put it in a cupboard or something.
Oh, my. I thought that visitors to town would want to see it. Like, it'd be a famous sight to see. Maybe a sight for sore eyes.
We usually talk about it at Thug Group. Is usually, you know, they always play every year for us.
They do.
So,
yes,
the Two Harbors Ukulele Group. So we bring the plaque with us so we can show everybody and show the crowd what it looks like. So... at least they get to see it.
Well, that's good. At least for one day a year, it gets out in the sun somewhere. What do you think about the crazy idea I have been pondering about the losing team getting some sort of a prize, or if you will, a booby prize?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Want me to share what I have in mind? I thought
sure.
It might be fun if the following day and that next day, Saturday, that everybody, all six members of the losing team, got the opportunity to sit on the stool at the dunk tank.
Oh, there you go. Yes, yes.
Maybe you could bring it up to the teams, because you'd probably have to have people agree in advance before they'd sign up for the team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be good. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, getting a little payback or something.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. I know in the past years when Sons of Norway, they have their float in the parade, and they usually bring it on the float with them, their Viking ship.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty special. Yeah, we'll have to talk. There are so many good ideas for what the losing team might have to do, kind of, you know, to do their penance. But we don't want to get mean about it, because you're not going to win every year, Linda. So
No.
Do you have any advice from what you've observed? Have you been on the team tossing before, Linda? I've always seen you in an organizing role.
I'm more the organizer. I don't think I've tossed. I've done like at the open toss. At the end, we have an open toss for the public.
Oh, it's good to remind folks. Yes, first timers get their a chance to get a taste of the Lutefisk toss.
Yeah, 10 years old or older, they get a chance to try it and see how they like it. Because a lot of people, they love to sign up for it. So we've had up to like 25 people sign up for it.
Wow!
After our toss,
well after watching,
they really enjoy it.
After you've watched people of all ages give it a try, both the experts that have been doing it a long time for the teams or the first-time tossers, any advice for a first-time tosser, or just go for it?
Just go for it.
Okay.
It depends on the wind, too.
Oh, you have to stick your finger up in the air and see if it's calm or if it's a heavy breeze, and what, you have to throw it to the left or the right, depending on the...
Yes, because we're right down by the lake there by the depot, so, yeah, it depends on the wind, too.
Wow. Linda, I guess it makes sense to think about why you're still doing this. There must be something, either pure joy or great memories or the social aspect. What is it that keeps bringing you back to Lutefisthaus?
I think it's all of that. I love to socialize and with the people and get them going and tell them to bring their bells and whistles and cheer for their favorite team. And I've been organizing it since day one, so it's fun to do that. And I put out posters around town to remind the visitors what's going on for Heritage Days. So.
And you just reminded me that I don't know if there's so much razzing of the other team, but there's a lot of cheering that goes on. There's a little bit of a tradition. Is that kind of organized, or is that just kind of random outburst, the cheering section?
We tell people to ring their bells and whistles. In the past, we have had a couple of cheerleaders. So.
Wow.
On our team, the Sons of Norway haven't done it for a while, and I keep telling them they should try and get a little team together to cheer, because we have our little cheers and our little pom-poms.
Oh,
way back when, we used to have little outfits we used to wear, but we don't do that anymore.
Is there even color coordination or anything? Or no, it's not that organized.
Yep, well, the girls, we have blue and yellow. We used to have blue and yellow skirts with yellow shirts, and then we have our blue and yellow pom-poms that we use for cheering on. So it's a lot of fun. And then I'll give them some pom-poms to ask if they want some for the Swedes so they can cheer for the Swedes.
So the Norwegians could very well bring their own, right? They could bring red stuff. Okay.
You never know.
Well, we'll
they
have to
surprise
see.
Us.
Yeah. You know, it seems to me that they might have to go into their bag of tricks to try to turn their luck around, and you guys have a little bit of an advantage, and I hope you're not overconfident. Do you have any predictions, Linda, for 2023?
Swedes will win again for we had a pretty good team this year. We got some new members, some new people throwing, hopefully like 4-2. We have our former sheriff he's been throwing for years, but we have a new sheriff now.
Yes.
The mayor is supposed to be down there throwing for us.
I wonder if he's had any time to practice. This is probably something new to him.
And then we have the chief of police that's going to throw for us. He's thrown in the past, too. So it's not always the same people. But
right.
We get some new ones in every once in a while. So get some new blood in there just to throw for the toss. They're not necessarily members of our lodge, but we like to get dignitaries in there. Little bit of town.
Yeah, faces that people might want to get familiar with if they don't already know them. Absolutely. Well, Linda, good luck. I am hoping for blue skies for you, or maybe I'm hoping for a rainbow from Flying Lutefisk. I don't know if you know about the water coming off of the Flying Lutefisk. Al Anderson points it out to the crowd. If you got the sun in the right direction, it's really a pretty rainbow.
That's what he says. Yes, I've seen that rainbow before. Yes, it does happen.
So even if it doesn't actually rain at all the whole weekend, you might see a rainbow, folks, if you come on down.
That's right.
Can you remind folks when this is all happening?
This will happen on Friday down at the depot area at 4 o'clock it starts.
Excellent.
With Thug playing for us.
Indeed, and I think Thug has got a 2-hour concert starting at about 2 o'clock. Linda, so they'll be really loosened up. So this should be this should be a blast. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's a great pleasure. And I will see you near the lake by the Flying Fish on Friday, Linda.
Okay, just look for the rainbow.
You take care. Bye now.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Bye now.
Bye. Linda Schuler. She is local resident who is all in on the Lutefisthaus at the Two Harbors Heritage Days coming up on July 7th is the competition at 4 p.m. And it will be carried, we hope, live, play-by-play on KTWH 99.5 FM, ktwh.org. This is Leo, and we hope to see you at Heritage Days. Come check us out at the KTWH info booth and dunk tank. Get dunked or help someone to get dunked for a good cause.